Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Monday, July 26th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: earnings in high gear, Bitcoin breakout, and Delta surge. Leading today's news, investors are gearing up for one of the most eventful weeks of the summer, with futures ticking lower ahead of the busy slate. At the time of writing, Dow futures are off 0.5%, while contracts linked to the S&P 500 and NASDAQ are down 0.3% and 0.1% respectively. The Fed is scheduled to meet on Wednesday. Tapering or inflation comments? We'll get a print on Q2 GDP exceeding its pre-pandemic size, while lawmakers hope to advance an infrastructure deal to a Senate vote, resolving a dispute over public transit funding? Don't forget earnings. About 165 S&P 500 companies are due to report in the biggest week of the season. Tech heavyweights like Alphabet, Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Microsoft will take the spotlight, with the five companies comprising more than a fifth of the total market cap of the S&P 500. The results should illustrate how large businesses are withstanding the pandemic and a recent uptick in inflation. This will be a choppy environment for the rest of the year as markets deal with growth that isn't as strong and markets turn to the potential withdrawal of policy support, said Hugh Gimber, a strategist at J.P. Morgan Asset Management. You would expect that the spread of the Delta variant would put restrictions in place longer, and some supply bottlenecks may not last just a few months. Going abroad, Chinese regulatory worries resurfaced overnight as Beijing took aim at some of the country's fast-growing listed companies. Shares of private education firms listed in Hong Kong tumbled as Chinese authorities clamped down on the sector, while the National Antitrust Authority ordered Tencent to give up some of its exclusive music licensing rights. By the end of the session, the Shanghai Composite Index dropped 2.3%, while the Hang Seng Index sank nearly 4% for its biggest one-day rout in over a year. In other news, sentiment on Bitcoin turned bullish over the weekend as the world's most popular cryptocurrency topped its 50-day moving average. The positive momentum set Bitcoin up 12.5% to $39,850 on Monday, its highest level since mid-June, and within sight of a $41,341 resistance. Other cryptos are also on the march higher, including Ethereum, up 8.8% to $2,367, and Ripple, ahead by 9.6% to 67 cents. What happened? Optimism is still running high from last week's B-Word event, where ARK Invest's Cathie Wood and Square's Jack Dorsey touted the potential of Bitcoin and encouraged corporations to add the asset to their balance sheets. Tesla's Elon Musk also disclosed that SpaceX owns Bitcoin and that he wants the world's largest crypto to succeed. Meanwhile, environmental concerns over mining and Chinese regulatory worries appear to have worn off, while traders are exiting bets on declines at a record pace. With a record $1.2 billion in shorts liquidated over the past 24 hours, the outlook and momentum for the week ahead are positive, declared Ryan Rabaglia, global head of trading at digital asset platform OSL. Over the last five trading sessions, we've seen general near-term bullishness in the market, driven by key technicals, as well as recent positive comments. Go deeper. Amazon is said to be looking at accepting Bitcoin payments by the end of the year and is exploring its own token for 2022. According to Citi AM, the e-commerce behemoth is expected to take Ethereum, Cardano, and Bitcoin Cash as payment before the company brings another eight or so of the most popular cryptos online. Last week, Amazon even advertised a job vacancy for a digital currency product lead, possibly signaling further plans to accept cryptocurrency. New daily COVID-19 cases in the U.S. have averaged more than 49,300 over the week ending Friday, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. That's an increase of nearly 60% from a week ago, and four times the lowest 2021 average of 11,299 recorded on June 22nd. COVID-related hospital admissions have also surged in the country, with 680 hospitalizations on Saturday, more than double the number 2 weeks ago. Snapshot. 68.8% of U.S. adults have received at least one COVID-19 shot, while the proportion of fully immunized adults stands at 59.9% nationally. A new poll from the Associated Press, NORC, also suggests that the majority of unvaccinated American adults are unlikely to get COVID-19 shots amid concerns that they do not offer protection against the highly contagious Delta variant. Delta now accounts for over 83% of newly sequenced COVID-19 cases in the U.S., per CDC Director Rochelle Walensky. Meanwhile, Pfizer said earlier this month it is starting to see waning immunity from its two-dose vaccine and now plans to seek authorization from the FDA for a booster dose. The first of those boosters would go to Americans who are immune-compromised, White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci announced on Sunday. "We're going in the wrong direction," he added, saying that the recommendation of mask wearing by the vaccinated is under active consideration. More data. Back in January, Israel struck a vaccines for data deal with Pfizer that promised to share vast troves of information with the drug giant in exchange for the continued flow of COVID-19 shots. The latest numbers suggest that the effectiveness of the jab from Pfizer in preventing infection has dropped to 39% in the country, which has one of the highest vaccination rates in the world, though the results could be skewed due to the different ways of testing the vaccinated people. The report also suggested that the two-dose vaccine was 88% effective in preventing hospitalizations and 91% effective against severe disease. The electric vehicle sector keeps buzzing along as SPAC deals and IPOs help pour fresh money into technology and development. Elon Musk noted that it was quite likely that Tesla will have a plant in India if it is successful in its bid to begin sales with imported vehicles and tariff relief. He also pointed out that import duties in India are the highest in the world by far of any large country, which is inconsistent with the nation's climate goals for clean energy vehicles to be treated the same as diesel or petrol vehicles. Tesla reports Q2 results after the bell. Sector Watch. Lucid Motor shares are set to begin trading on the Nasdaq this morning after the company's SPAC deal was approved by shareholders. Lucid and Churchill Capital Corp. IV, a blank check company, announced the deal back in February, which led to an investment of about $4.5 billion in funding to Lucid. Lucid has further increased its momentum as we gear up to make the first customer deliveries of our Lucid Air lineup of electric sedans later this year, CEO Peter Rawlinson said in a statement. "We are making significant investments in the long-term growth and innovation of our company, and we will continue to bring to bear world-class technology to positively impact mankind's transition to sustainable mobility." Last week was also busy. Faraday Future Intelligent Electric began trading with a solid gain after a SPAC merger, while upstart Electric Last Mile Solutions landed a bull rating from Wedbush Securities on an intriguing EV moat opportunity. Some of the biggest gainers of the week were Green Power Motor, up 5.1%, XPeng, up 5.1%, Fisker, up 3.9%. Meanwhile, Full Truck Alliance tanked 36.9% to a post-IPO low, and Lordstown Motors peeled off 12.4%. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures and crude oil are all set to open in the red, with gold and Bitcoin slightly up. On today's economic calendar, new home sales are out at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.